We left off on Daf Lametes in the days. So right around the middle of the page, the first word line is below. So below Mamon in the middle of right back in the middle of Lametes in the days. So the end of the line, Amar Mar, so Mar is going to go back to what we mentioned before. Amalem, Amrani, Eina Takara, Ela Bishtar. Mar had quoted in a statement of Rabbi Dan Nossi that if a person was Messiah from his Ebuchadnezzar, he gave up hope of ever getting his Ebuchadnezzar. So Rashi assumed that's like turns out to be Mafka the Ebed. So then you basically have to free the Eved. You're really stuck because once you're mafka the Eved, you can't make him work anymore. On the other hand, he's not technically freed until he receives a shtar. So the only way to solve his problem is to give him a document, give him a shtar. So he asked the Gemara, is that really true that the only way to free an Eved is through a shtar? Isn't there another mechanism? Isn't Rabbi Yehuda Nasi the one who subscribes to another mechanism? This was about earlier. If a person was makdish his eved, and now the question is, how does he go about redeeming himself? So Rabbi Dan Nossi said he could actually redeem himself. He could just give cash value and redeem himself. So you see that giving money is also a mechanism of shichur and eved. So on the one hand, Rabbi Dan Nossi used the phrase eima takar al mishtar, only a document. Now, for backpedaling, because Rabbi Dan Nossi himself seems to speak about another option that you don't need a shtar; you can just simply give cash. So Gemara says, yeah, that's what he meant to say. Oh, because of Bishtar. He said before, Eimel Takara Ela Bishtar. He didn't mean Shtar in contrast to anything. He meant that you need a Shtar. Don't think that the Eved went free. Don't think that just because the master said a Lashon of Yush, so the Eved is going to buy, he can marry whoever he wants now. He's totally free. No, you still need a Maisa Shechur. What is that Maisa Shechur? A shtar is one way, and that was me another way. The other way is kasef. So the Gemara sticking to Rabbi's position, Rabbi Nasi's position is that a valid way of free any Eved. You have this crazy case of Yush, Hekish, Isaac, a regular normal case. A person wants as free as Eved, he can either do it by giving him a document, or if he gets kasef in return, that would also be acceptable. So says the Gemara that once you give you the kasef of a shtar, that particular Eved you have a siyayish from, that's going to be harder to envision giving cash for because you don't really own the moment anymore. If you have a regular Eved and you want to free him through kesef or shtar, that's okay. But that particular Eved is not going to work with kesef. That which we're saying that normally you could free an Eved either through shtar or through kesef, this is in contrast to the following time at this Anya. Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon said the name of his Rabbi Akiva, of course, the throwback to the line of the Gemara's. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the later Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So the Rabbi Shimon says the name of Rabbi Akiva, Yochai Kesef Goimiba Kiderach Shishtar Gamimba. I might think that you could free a Shivcha Kinanis using money the same way you could use a Shtar. Tamalombavav Delon Yvasa, Orakalapasha Kula Lochu Pasha. So we look at the Psukim in Pashas Kedosha, we speak about a Shivcha Charufa. That woman who was not exactly clear what she was, so I'm saying she's half free, half still a shivcha, and she's quasi married to an Eved Ivri, a whole complicated parsha. So the Torah says she's not fully free. So hafdei lo nivdasa refers to cash, pidyon, refers to redeeming. Chuvsha lo nitan la refers to freedom, giving law. Law means law, law means isha. So since the Torah presents chuvsha lo nitan la as the final, at the end of the story, that the whole parish is pointing in the direction that you require a shtar. To Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Abinia, that you cannot free an Eved or a Shivcha with kesef. They must have a shtar, and others disagree, and Rabbi Nasi disagree. So now the Gemara is going to pick up on that machlokes, a regular normal case. First wants to free the Eved, free the Shivcha. Do they literally have to write a document like to get Isha? Or if someone gives cash, and that's good enough. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva said it doesn't work, and other Tanaim says it does work. Oh, you wonder who's going to give that cash? So that's a further question. So how's it ever going to get cash? So there are two different ways of doing that. Either someone's going to give cash literally to the other on his behalf, or someone's going to give cash to the Eved, having in mind that the Adam shouldn't be zocha on that cash yet until the Eved gives it. That's the whole machlokes b'saras condition. When the Eved proper gives the cash, then you have to figure out finagle how to get the cash in the first place, or somebody simply goes to the outside and hands them off for a cash. So the bottom line is, we're not even sure this works. The whole kesef may not even work.
He's not buying the Eved. He's not buying the Eved.
No, no, he's not buying the Eved. He's using that money to free the Eved. He's buying Eved on behalf of the Eved, right? So Amar Rav Bachama, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Rav Shimon. So the Rav Nachman paskin like Rav Shimon that we would accept the view at this point that kesef is not valid. Rav Yosef Bachama, Biyachon, Ein Halacha Rav Shimon, that we don't paskin Rav Shimon. So now we had a machlokes Amar Rav, what the final halacha should be. So Asher Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Rav Nachman Yitzchok met L'Rav Bar Shelter, Shelus, in a bit yourself, so he was. Davikoya Pischa de Beit Fila. He was standing by the front door of the shul. He's going to Davin. And all of a sudden, he started asking a question. I'm like, halacha wein halacha. He's trying to get a more authoritative answer to what the story is. We're hearing some of them around one way, some another way. So you want to know what Rabbi Bashir had to say about this. I'm like, says, I think that we don't follow the view of Rabbi Shimon. I think that kes is a valid mechanism of shichur. For Rabbanan to ask him about so Amre, but the Rabbanu came from Achuzah, they say, Amre B'zeir B'shmei D'Rav Nachman Halacha. But they say that Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, so I'm still trying to figure out what the story is. Chiyasoy Surah, so we tell him a whole, he was just trying to get his Rav Shachar, so he got a whole shtickle turn. So he said, Chiyasoy Surah, when I arrived in Surah, Surah was the yeshiva of Rav, there were two main, there were a couple of main yeshivas involved that done Surah, this Padisa. So Surah was definitely one of the biggest ones. I found Rabbi Chibar Amin, but I said to him, what exactly happened? That there seems to be a lot of confusion, particularly about what Rav Nachman said about this topic. So tell me, something happened. There must have been some story that happened, and people having an argument. How to interpret that story? So he told me the following. Amali, yeah, he amsa, there was a shivcha kananis, dava mora shchiv mira, but the master was very, very sick. This Shimcha came to the master. She started crying in front of him and saying, "Amalei," she said, "that imas tishtabe b'tezalai hai isa." How long should this Shimcha? She's talking about herself. How long should this Shimcha remain a Shimcha? In other words, she thought that he's dying already. He has no reason why he shouldn't free her. If he dies and doesn't free her, she's going to go to the Yarshim. I don't know if the Yarshim is so interested in freeing her. So she's making a whole sob, a whole drama to try to get the master to free her. So he said, good, okay. So he's ready to free her. She shaka kumse. The question, what did he do exactly? He takes off his turban, his hat or something. Shadaba, and he hands her the hat. And Amalan, he says, "Na zil kaniha ukinei nafshech." He said, "You should acquire. You should acquire this hat, and you should also acquire your freedom." So it sounds like he's trying to pull off a Kenyan Sudo, a Kenyan Khalifa. That's what it looks like. We're going to see it's going in the wrong direction. But the Gemara thought we're trying to pull off a Kenyan Khalifa. And the Gemara seems to be assuming right now that if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, that only Shtar works, and no other Kenyan works, neither Khalifa nor Kesef. If you deny Rabbi Shimon, you hold like other Kenyan do or Kesef does work, so then Khalifa would work as well.
So he can never be miyayish his
but it's not going to work. You must have shtar. Everyone agrees you have to have.
Something happens and we deal with yush and
so yush may work that the Eved may not have to work for you anymore, but it's not going to solve the marriage problem. Right. So us becoming Rav Nachman. So finally the shaila came to Rav Nachman. So the drama completed that the shchimira gave over this hat and said that you should be freed and shalai. So he went to be on the Emes, and now the Shaila came to Rav Nachman. Wait a second, was that Shikhar even Chad? Did that even take effect? So Amalu lost him a little klum. So Rav Nachman says, nonsense. That was not a king. That was not a Shikhar. So now the children can decide if they want to free him. They don't want to free him. They're not obligated to free him because that king that the father had done in the state of Shchimira with the hat was not done properly. So Mad Dechaz, the people who saw this sock, saw they saw what Mishim Lachim Shimon. They thought that Rav Nachman was driving at is that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. I'm sorry, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that you cannot use anything except for a shtar. So the Gemara says, Veloni, that was wrong. That's where this whole confusion started. Everyone knew about the story of Rav Nachman. But the question is how to interpret the story. So half the Amorim interpreted the story incorrectly. They thought that Rav Nachman was possibly like Rabbi Shimon, that shtar is necessary. Veloni, it's not true. El Bishu Babel came of Shamach. Now, the reason why it wasn't good is because the wrong person gave the kli. When you do a kid in Khalipin, so the person who was buying has to give the kli. In case it bothers with us, if the buyer, the kona, we pass kikel shokaina. So when I'm buying something, I have to give the kli. Over here, the woman should have given the shimcha should have given the kli. She should have given a hat. The fact that he, the machna, did that was dvar mitem. That wasn't the dalek in Khalipin. If they would have done Khalipin properly, that would have been an effective way to free the other. But let's say when we do Khalipin, the two kiddin Khalipin that we're familiar with, we do it by Mechiris Chometz. So the rabbi is not really buying the Chometz itself. That's the last thing the rabbi wants is your pizza. Then the problem is no pizza. So he doesn't want to buy your Chometz. But what he's doing is that you're being Mishabi, you're obligating yourself to be Shliach, basically. So I'm almost like buying that obligation from you, that your commitment to make me a Shliach. The rabbi writes that you don't really need a kiddin for that. The whole thing is just submitting the Alma, just to make it look more seriously, because there is no transfer of any ownership of anything. It's just a mina shlichos. So there's a mina yisrael that we do a mina shlichos with the kiddin chalipin. The other kiddin chalipin that we do under the chuppah, before the chuppah, right. So that's the goy that gives right. When the goy buys the chometz, he gives me chalipin. He hands me something. Mr. Brown, the old not Jew, worked for us for many, many years in Riverdale. So he had his famous penknife. He had something like a Swiss arm knife, some kind of fancy knife or something. He would always come with a knife every year. He would give it. And then one year, he doesn't show up with a knife. He comes with something else. Right? But Mr. Brown, what happened to you? You won't believe it. I got onto a plane. I totally forgot that I had the penknife in my pocket, and they took it away from me. So the penknife, like all the chiyus of the chiyus chalos, was gone with the penknife. Also, we do under the chuppah. So the kala is buying from the chassan. She's buying all the shibudim. He's obligating himself to with the ksuba, the steps, the duj, etc. So she's handing something to the chassan. So she doesn't have to hand it herself. Somebody else can do it on her behalf. That's what the rabbi does. So the rabbi, the tzaddik Yehudim, somebody hands the tzaddik hands a watch, hands a pen to the chassan, and they're doing so. They kona on behalf of the kala. The ktos actually says that mechanism that we do that I as the shaliach and say right. We do it by the tenor, and we do it right before the tzaddik suv also. The kona, the shemudim from the that's a real kinyan that the husband is mamish mechayv himself to pay the suv. So the ktos writes that what do you mean? The kala should do it. You should bring the kala to them. What did they bring the mothers to? Bring the kala in. So the Tzal says, no, that we're doing like Eva Kenaini. The same way like we mentioned before, when you're free enough Eva Kenaini, it's according to those who say kesef works, he doesn't have to give the kesef himself. Somebody can step up to the plate and provide the kesef on his behalf. So the Tzal says that the same way that trick works for kesef, works for chalibin also. That if I want to buy something for you, I don't have a kli. So somebody else gives the kli to you on my behalf. That also is effective. So believe it or not, this sugya of a kid in Kesef, a kid in Chalipa, David Kinaidi, it tells them that's what we do in Rabbi Chassa. Rabbi Chassa is based on this alumnus. So Amr,
if you would just said to Friar, without doing the hack thing, the Shemira, did have any...
No, so that's going to be the next sugya. It's not going to work yet. It may force the Yorshim's hands to Friar, because the principle of Mitzvah can't be a mace. A person before he dies gives all kind of instructions, so we're supposed to sometimes listen to them. So that's a thing a little bit later on. But right now we're trying to figure out whether the shikur actually occurs.
It has no
halacha. The guy just says, do me a favor, you know. Yeah, but that's not going to work for that's not going to work for the Issa, the head of the Shabbat in terms of the shikur.
The kidney aspect of the work.
If he would say,
he says he's dying, he says his life, he's divorced.
Right, doesn't mean anything. Right, you're right. In terms of the imamus, say the mishchimira, the gabe the imamunus. I don't know. Maybe what I don't remember. After this thing is a night time of bassus. All the details of shchimira. I don't remember. So Amar Shmuel bar Achisai, Amar Avnuna Saba, Rita bar Shian, Amar Avnuna, Amar Avnuna. Two lines of introductions. The Mishnah says the imamus that if you say something the shame, Amar maybe Gula Loelam. So the place of Shaila. Does that mean you have to say it for every single person along the way? As long as you get the punchline, you get the self-dover. So remember, there's halacha of Shimon. So Gemara says this whole slew of Amorim said the halacha was of Shimon, and finally the Gemara concludes, Velohi, it's not true. Ain't lach of Shimon. So finally, the later Amorim get the final psakin, and that's it, at the end of the game. So as the Rabbi writes, whenever there's machlokes in the Gemara, and the Gemara finally paskins, then they're not going back anymore. That's the later Amorim knew the Gemara. That's the final psak halacha that we don't follow the Mishnah, therefore we would allow a kiddush kesef to take effect. Amar Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Chanina Amar Rashi Amar Rabbi. Eved Shenasa as Baschorim Bnei Rabbo. What if an Eved Kenani gets married? He marries a regular Jewish girl with Baschorim in front of his master. Yotzil Chayrus, and he goes free. And he goes free. What kind of method of freeing is that? It's not a freeing. It's not a method of freeing. It's a proof that the master must have freed him. The master knows that an Eved Zal to marry a Baschorim. It's an Isser to marry a Baschorim. And the master standing there not saying anything. It's like all those, but then it's like a proof positive without any suffering. He must have freed him in the past. Rabbi Yochanan said, really? Says, that's what you have in your hand in the name of Rebbe. That's really what you think is the halacha, that your stam, we could use that as a proof. That we have no real way of knowing. We don't have a document that in front of us, but we're going to prove that he most probably freed him because he married in front of the master. And he showed us that I have the following, Raisa. Forget about him marrying off the shivcha to somebody else. He wants to marry the shivcha himself. So the master goes ahead to his shivcha guys. We thought for the last 10 years she's a shivcha. All of a sudden he writes to a shtar that says, and he hands her a document that says, you're married to me. So what's the deal? So Rabbi Meir, Mikudesh, it's Chamam, and Mikudesh. So Rabbi Meir says, that's good. And the Chamam says, it's no good. What's the issue? So it sounds like the issue is as follows. That can we assume that he freed her? If he hasn't freed her, then ain't tradition tells him the shivcha. So for the fact that he's standing under the chuppah or handing her a document, is that a proof positive that he freed her in the past? So Rabbi Meir says yes, and the Chum say no. So the Gemara says, even when the guy's marrying her himself, but not so convinced that that's a proof that he freed her. But the guy's a Meshugana. He's trying to marry a shivcha. He doesn't know the din. So it's not a proof that he freed her. So Madach, when he's trying to marry her himself, that's not a proof. When he's simply marrying the Evans marrying somebody else, that's a proof that the master freed her. Like, why should that be so? The Gemara says, no, we misunderstood.
Isn't that what Rabbi's saying, though? Oh, Rabbi
Meir. So the Gemara says, no, this must be as follows. The Gemara can say it later on. Let's say the master walks to the shul with his Evan, and the master starts to help the Evan put on tefillin. A Fadim don't wear tefillin. Nebuchadnezzar doesn't wear tefillin. And this particular Ebuchadnezzar does wear tefillin. It must be a riot that the master must have feared. The master is personally participating. He's making hanochas. He now sends out an invitation. Evite, hanochas filled. My Ebuchadnezzar, at the age of 50, he's making hanochas filled for him. So that's a riot that he must have freed him. So to over here, Kishay Rachanam, Kishay Rabbi Sirisha. When Rebbe said that it's the proof that the Ebuchadnezzar has gone free, the fact that he's married, and the master's there, it doesn't mean that the master's just stopping by to the wedding. The master's making the wedding. The master's paying for the wedding. He's walking down the aisle. So the master's actively participating in the marriage of an evidence. Ain't the proof of himself. Of course, he must have freedom. So the master's not necessarily. Means you're assuming that the master's not going to facilitate, it's not going to assist the evidence to violate the isser. But I understand in the case of the guy who writes the shtar, Averson, the guy writes the shtar, the document, that he wants to marry the woman. The Chacham say, Eru Kadeshus. The Chacham say, you're telling me a story that I won't do an aver for my Evan, I'll do an aver for myself. The person's not allowed to marry a shift for Kadeshus. He's standing under the chuppah of the shift for Kadeshus. And the Chacham say, Eru Kadeshus. The Chacham say, it's not approved of anything. The Chacham says, no, you totally misunderstood that Bryson. That Bryson, you know, remaining the Chacham, the fellow who writes the shtar, Averson, the shivcha, we got it all wrong. If the person stands under the chuppah, all of a sudden stands under the chuppah together with his previous shivcha, it's an obvious proof they must have freed her in the past. But that's not the case. The case is that he writes her a document and he's trying to double this document up. He says, Ebo Viskachi, bro. He doesn't have enough paper. So he writes one document that says, I'm a Kaddish you, Rebbe Kaddishly. And he says to her, and I want you to use this document as your Shtash Shichur also. So the question is that a Shtash Shichur? Normally, Shtash Shichur has to express the language that he's free her. Here, he's expressing the language that he's marrying her. So is marriage considered to be a Lashon that would be acceptable for Shtash Shichur? Rabbi Meir Saviyesh Lashon Zayel Shtash Shichur. Rabbi Meir says that within the words of Rebbe Kaddishly are also a Shichur. Why? Very obvious. They're saying the Kudeshias, that's saying, I want you to be someone who could be married to me, which is a nice way of saying, I want to free you. So it's a very, very poetic way of expressing a shikhur, but it does the trick. Rabbanan, what kind of nonsense of a lashon is that? A guy wants to free a shivcha, let him write a Rebbe Harayat Baschairim. If he wants to marry her, she's never credentially. He writes her credentially, but she wasn't freed yet. You can't use that shtar to double as the shtar shivcha. So the bottom line is that.
Why does Chacham say no? I mean, what is it inherent that's chaser here?
Because all it says in the document is a Rebbe Kodeshesli. That's not objectively shtar shivcha. You have to give a shtickle to the Perish Rashi. Oh, it must mean that he meant to free her. If he wouldn't have freed her, then she wouldn't be able to be Mekudeshes. That's a little bit too much of a stretch for the Chachamim's understanding. So the bottom line is, if a person does some kind of an action that is indicative that he freed her in the past, or he freed him in the past, say he arranges the Anochas Tefillah for the Eved. He arranges the wedding for the Eved. That's a Raya. He must have freed them in the past. But if he's standing under the chuppah and using this funny lashon of Rebbe Kodeshes and telling us the Shtickle Torah that, oh, by the way, let that serve as the Shtar Shichur, that's not necessarily going to work. That's what the mayor says. Some of Yesh Plus says, "We should have some English to listen." Amir Shimon Levi, Evi Chinuch Tefillin Befnei Rav. Now we go back to that statement before. If a master puts on tefillin in the presence of his rabbi, presence of his master, I'm saying, Evi puts on tefillin in the presence of the master, Yotzei L'Chayim. So he goes for it. That's it. Meisvei, we have a contradiction. Lava Hebenu Rav. Let's say a master goes to his Evi and says, "I'd like to borrow some money from you." Where did the Eved get money from? Osha sell Rav Apotropos, or the master appoints the Eved to be the Apotropos, to be the guardian, to move all the property. Those are things that usually don't do to an Eved. Osha nichtum to the Rav, or the Eved what filled in front of the master. Osha karsh poshup sukh may say, yes, the Rav, or they give an aliyah. Usually you don't give an aliyah to Eved Kenani. All of a sudden he read three psukhim and shul in front of the master. Raise Allah yotzel the chayrus. So even though these are bizarre activities, these are not absolute proofs that he freed him. It could be the master is maybe not familiar with all the practices, whatever it doesn't do. So it's not a proof enough to free him. So how can the Amoraim say that the mere Eved putting on tefillin is a proof when the Tanoim, the Raisa, says that's not the case? So Amarabar Shela, Kishirabu Niyachlo Tefillin. No, that statement, that the master, we assume, free the Eved just because the Eved's wearing tefillin, it doesn't mean the Eved put on tefillin himself. I mean, the master put tefillin on him. The master gave that Anochas tefillin. So that is a proof positive. Tiyasa Rav Dibra Riyachar. Misha Bishas Bisoso. If a person says, as he's dying, Plonis Shivchosi Al Yishtabduba Li'achar Mosi. So he makes this a very vague statement. He says that this particular woman, this Shivcha mine, the Mayarshim, my heirs, should not make her work anymore after he dies. So the question is, therefore, what kind of a statement is that? How is that binding at all? So comes the Gemara and says, Kofinus Ayarshim, Kosu La Get Shichur. So we force the heirs that they should go ahead and they should write her a Shichur. So it sounds like that. At this stage, it sounds like that actually she attained her freedom in some shape or form. That was considered to be some kind of a shichur. So Amul Afan of Rabbi Yassi said, Rebbe, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, that wasn't really binding what happened. And don't you agree that the children are still considered to be avodim? That lashon that he used, al yishtabdu, is not a lashon shichur, it's not a lashon hefker, it's a nothing. It just means they should be nice to them, they shouldn't make a work too hard. So why are we all of a sudden in the moment is now forcing the heirs, forcing the yoshim, that they should have to free up? He asked Rashua by Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan, Mishal Bishas Misa, so a similar kind of statement. Some of you said as he was dying, Klonis Shivchasi Koras Ruach Astali. She said, that Shivcha, she was so nice to me. She was so good to me. Yasala Karas Ruach. So he says to his Yoshiva, they should be nice to her. Kofas Yoshiva Osla Karas Ruach. So we're going to force the Yoshiva to free her, to give her that good feeling of Karas Ruach, to make her feel good. But I'm freeing her. My time. What is that binding exactly? So here the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lekam Divrei Hameis. It's not technically binding in the full sense of the word. But there is a halachic called mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Person gives some kind of a tzavah before he dies. So then sometimes the halachic mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis kicks in.
Wow, that's a double stretch. Because he's just saying she was good to me. And then we're saying mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis.
Well, he said both are, just
both, two things are both inferred halachic requirements. requirements, but then neither one is saying that she should be free.
No. He said, Yasko's be nice to her. So Rashi explains that when I say be nice to someone, that means they have to define what's called being nice. So this woman says, do you want me to be nice? Give me my freedom. That's what it means to be nice. So basically, now the Yoshim are now bound by that statement. It's from the Kandra Rebbe. It's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. What exactly this principle means? Everyone has it in a few places in Shas. Mitzvah Kandra Rebbe. So some say the Mitzvah Kandra Rebbe is just a mitzvah. You're supposed to do it. It's a religious obligation to observe the commandment of what the person said before he died. Is it binding in the Imam? It's no. I mean, if you choose not to, so you're not being a nice guy and you're not fulfilling the proper mitzvah, but we can't force you. And others say, no, mitzvah kind of makes us teach to it. I mean, it's the Imam. Mitzvah kind of makes means that it's really binding in halacha, which led to
other people.
No, it's binding anybody. So that's the Tosa, the famous Kasha. Tosa says,
you should free your slave.
No. You should sell your house. No. It's binding on other people in the sense of not just to my, if I make a statement, whatever's going to impact on my property. So, Tosha is a famous Kasha. Tosha says, if you hold that mitzvah kind of race is a real halacha, so what do you need the takana of Shchimira for? Because I'm a special takana that whatever Shchimira says is binding. It's already binding because the mitzvah kind of race. But Tosha shows you why mitzvah kind of race is very, very limited in scope. It pops up in 3-4 places in Shas and doesn't appear for the rest of Shas. So it has to meet certain conditions in order to meet those criteria of being mitzvah kind of race.
If someone has 10 children, so the Eben becomes 1/10 of their
own. Yeah,
they all need to.
They have another shushim, right?
They all need to do a shikhar. Otherwise.
Well, one of them could, I mean, they could all appoint one to be the shaliyah, to be the shachar. You don't have to write 10 different shita shikhar, but they have to, that's the mishita shikhar on behalf of all the others. Yeah.
Okay.
So Amar Meimar. So Meimar said, a mafkin avdom, if a person is mafkin, the Rebbe, we spoke a little bit about before. So also Eved Eva Takana. So now this Eved's in a big, big pickle. There's nothing I can do for him. Why? By the time of Gufay Lokani, right? He's through the Gabay. So once you say that your Eved is Hefker, you can't make him work anymore. You lost the Kinyan Mamon. But the problem is, once you lost the Kinyan Mamon, all you have is the Kinyan Isser. You can't do anything with that. You can't be mocked by Kinyan Isser. The only time you can free an Eved to himself is when you sell his entire essence to himself. Once you've lost that ability of having a Kinyan Mamon on him, then you can't be mocked by the simple Kinyan Isser alone. He was going to reject the Meimah statement. At this point, the Meimah thinks that you just created a situation that is not going to be rectifiable. So I'm going to ask you the Meimah. I'm a Ulam Rabbi Yechanan. So he said, what do you mean? The Amorim said that if you're Makdish, all those different cases, so the Eved goes free from the Amorim, and then you write a Mishnah Shechor, you write a Mishnah Shechor, even if they have to care. Amalei, no, the Amor said, you misunderstood what everyone else said. Sorek v'ein l'takona. He said that when they said Sorek et Shechor, they meant he needs the Mishnah Shechor, which we can't provide him because it's impossible to write a Mishnah Shechor. So rather than saying that Sorach means do it and it's going to solve the problem, Sorach is a mission of defeat. Nothing you can do about it. You blew this guy's marriage prospects because it's impossible to give him a shashir. He was going to reject even this version of Amem. He came down with others who said, Amr Amemar, maybe didn't even say that. What he said was, Amavka Avda Umeis. He said that if you free the Eved, not really free, if you mafkin the Eved, so you lost the kid in Mammon, and now the master dies in the interim before he gets around to running a star, so that Eved's in a big pickle. Why? My time a goofy Lokonim, right? Because the master doesn't own the Eved anymore. Yisur Digabe, he simply has this Isser. Yisur Levrei Lamoris. You can't transfer that Isser to somebody else. Kinyan Mammon is given to Yerusha at this week's parasha. It's Nachal Tumasom Rechem Rechem, and Eved Kinyan goes to Yerusha. But that's only when the Eved Kenayni in his full glory goes with Yerusha. He goes with the Kinyan Mamon. Just the Kinyan Isser is not going to do the trick. I'm going to have Ashra Mema. Taki Yasser of Dimi of Yechlan. So Iber Rav Dimi said before that if a guy says that they shouldn't work the Shivch anymore, so we forced the Yarship to free us. So it sounds like the Kinyan Mamon was removed, and now the Kinyan Isser goes with Yerusha. So Gemara says, nah, Rav Dimi Ta'usei. Gemara says, Rav Dimi was a mistake. So Amalei, Maita Usa Lomar Lashon Shichur. The mistake of Rav Dibi was that it was a wrong Lashon. He didn't say to free her. He just said, I used to have to put something. Haman Blushin Shibokanami, it would go be Yerusha. So Amalei Anik Yashua Bayudas really. I hold like Rashua Bayuda, who said that the case of the Kores Ruach, that the La'olam, the Eved, wasn't really freed yet. If the Eved would have really been freed, but the Kinyan Mamma would have been Paka, then the Taka doesn't go be Yerusha. The only reason why, but the Yerusha still have that Eved, is that Rashua Bayuda said, because he never really said free, he just said Kores Ruach. Because Ruach means that it's up to the Yerusha to decide what to do with her. But Kozman, that they don't want her free, or she's not, even the Kinyan Mamma is still intact. Bottom line is that a Maimer is sticking to a second position, that a Kinyan, once the Kinyan Mamon is gone, the Kinyan Isser still remains, requires a Shashikur, but that Kinyan Isser cannot be removed with the cannot go Birusha to the Yerusha, so this person didn't get it. I don't think so.